Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to
Experience Share.
My name is Spectanrear.
Elegant ghost horse.
Spectanrear.
That's what I always think when I think Tanner. Elegant ghost horse.
Kind of goth for me, huh? Little goth.
Yeah, a little goth.
I was telling you before we started, we'll get to Spectrear and whatever the other one's name is. Ice Trier.
Glass Trier.
They're legendary horses. We're given the opportunity to acquire them this week. We'll get to it. I was telling Josh before we started that I chose Glass Trier, spoiler alert, simply because it was the first field I came across. But having, in hindsight, gone back and looked at Spectrear, I think it's too goth for me. It's like these kids riding around in the wild area with their black bikes. It's like, I get it, but like, I can't pull that off. It's too goth.
Yeah, I don't do the black bike. I don't do the black bike either. But I do like Spectre. I thought of it. I tried not to look at their stats. I just looked at the aesthetic and I thought Spectre plus Calyrex seems like a good combo.
It has one like massive hit that it can do, that can pretty much wipe out any Pokemon. It's like its signature move.
On this horse?
The horse and the boy combined. The horse and the goat combined.
Okay. Okay, well, who's the other boy on this podcast?
Calfielrex.
Speaking of.
Calfielrex.
Calfielrex.
Rough one this week. It's tough. They only really gave us two Pokemon to deal with. We had to hammer it out. Ice Trier. Let's talk about.
We can all agree Spectanrear has a certain ring to it.
Just wanted to clean up some loose ends, Joshua. After last week, we spent some time.
No more. I don't want to do that anymore.
Isle of Armor.
No more tying up loose ends.
We did some dig pawing, didn't we? And I sent you a screen cap, didn't I? That wasn't even my best score.
How could that not have been your best score? How is it even possible?
So just to tie up, just to close the loop here on this one.
Yeah, it probably does wrap it up. I guess I'll give it a couple more shots before the big finale next week. But how many tries did you have to do?
Oh, I went in there. I approached him and I had a multiple of 7 Armorite ores that was very satisfying, like 77.
Jesus.
So I was like, I'll just sit and do this 11 times.
I see.
And I don't know if that helps improve the odds or whatever, but
it's lucky number 77.
242,800 watts altogether this time, Diggerpaw says to me. And that's making that
joke.
Sweet 3 million watt date with honey. Ooh, so much closer.
Yeah, now that I know you can get numbers like that, I guess you might be taking a stroll with Miss Honey.
She's going to be Miss England pretty soon.
Honey England. That's a
Honey
pretty,
England. Wow, that's
good
got a
name.
Ring to it.
Yeah, that has a ring to it.
Let's talk about the Crown Tundra. We fly back to Wedgehurst. Did you do anything else on Armor Vile?
No, I did not have any other time. This Crown Tundra is really robust.
Yeah, it's
we're
huge.
Doing 2 episodes on it, and I think it's like, I believe I thought it was 10 hours, and I think it's more like 15 based on
what
Greg we're doing at least. And like, it's a lot. So I'm out of Armor of Isle.
Yeah, I just wanted
for the time being.
I wanted a little more wattage. But then I got out of there, flew back to Wedgehurst. There's no direct train. I didn't really understand where the Crown Tundra was geographically, to be honest. We got on a train in Wedgehurst, and we seemed to go south. I guess through a
mountain. Yeah, it's on the south of the island.
News to me.
It's all on the, it's on like proper, you know, Galar Island.
Right.
Great Galar.
Yeah, it's like the other side. It's like Haiti and the Dominican Republic, right?
I mean, I don't really, yeah, I mean, we don't know what the relations are between the Crown Tundra and Galar.
Well, it's competing monarchies, right?
Huh. Is,
because we've got like,
well, but in this world, like,
you know what,
Galar abolished the monarchy though, because the fucking freaks Swordward and Shielbert are not in power. They want to be back in power. But it's,
I hate to talk about Game of Thrones in this space, but I think we're north of the wall here. You know, I think this is like, they're worshiping like the old gods. They're like praying to Pokemon for their like crops to come back. You know, like,
okay, so it's inverse Game of Thrones. That's what it's more like, because this is south of the wall, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a little better.
That feels like what's happening.
Glad we got to the bottom of that. I'm sure that was fascinating for everyone.
And stuff is fucked up here. We get here, we're immediately assaulted by Chairman Rose.
What?
I don't know how else to say it. This
the
guy,
new
Captain
Chairman
Paisley,
Rose?
Or Captain
Peony?
It's the same character model as Chairman Rose.
Well, they put a hat on him so you can't tell.
And his name is Captain Peony, Chairman Rose.
Yeah. I like this guy a lot better than Chairman
Peony?
Rose, though. Smith didn't feel any kind of competition with Peony.
It's Peony.
Peony? Pee on me? What?
I'm going to go ask Google.
Yeah, that's really how we should start solving our pronunciation issues, is just ask Google what it thinks the Pokemon are called.
Peony.
Peony? And then,
it's
so
like
what
Peony.
About the what about the daughter? Peonia? How do you do that one?
How do you spell that?
Just like it sounds. P-E-O-N-I-A.
Well, that's Italian, so it's Peonia.
Peonia. All right, so
Or it's Greek?
So Peony and Peonia. They're a father and a daughter. And they are, one willingly and one unwillingly, out here in the Crown Tundra to go on a like a big father-daughter bonding trip.
Like safari. Like this is
cold,
this is
safari.
Wild country.
Yeah.
You know, like no one's up here. It's just the old timers who were still here from when the days were better.
Mm-hmm.
And then a million like really beefy Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, you make one wrong turn here, you just get killed. There's a lot of these Pokemon have like wild Pokédex entries that are like, you know, its body temperature is negative 200 degrees Fahrenheit, and if you get too close, you freeze to death. So it's like,
yeah,
this is
I
a
also
nightmare.
Mean the giant cave full of legendary Pokemon that you can just go in and catch a legendary Pokemon anytime at will.
Max Lair, because that's what we had to do first.
Yeah.
Because Peonia wants to
Peonia.
Strike out on her own. She doesn't want to be under daddy's...
Greek. I said Italian earlier. I'm sorry. It's Greek. Don't come at me.
Okay.
Peonia.
Yeah, let's... We already had a season where we made fun of the Italians. Why not just... Let's throw the Greeks.
I wouldn't say
bring the Greeks into it.
All right. Here anyway. We are in the Crown Tundra. We go into this cave... Peony is here and Peonia, and she's reluctant to go on this like cave dive where you go five rounds with a team of four into Dynamax battles. And at the end of which is a legendary Pokemon, which is really hard to beat. And when you do beat it, you get the chance to catch it. Fun. I think you and I are at the crossroads, okay?
Yeah.
This is the this is the Bone Thugs and Harmony song. We're at the crossroads, and we have a choice to make, the two of us.
Okay.
In front of us is what you call Max Lair, what I call Dynamax Adventures.
It's the same. This one is just, I don't actually have any idea what the difference is.
One path is Dynamax Adventures is dumb, comma, I think. And the other path is Dynamax Adventures is the most engaging things the Pokemon Company and Game Freak have ever come up with. It's a genuine thrill. I loved every part of it. I loved the random Pokemon. I loved the like picking system where you have to like wait and see who gets sniped. Oh, it's like so fun tactically. You can't communicate with anyone, so you just have to like sort of keep track of your teammates' moves too, and like who they're picking and like how that's going to affect the battles coming up. You have to keep in mind the like final legendary battle so hard. So you have to like have the right Pokemon. You have to make sure like the teammate who has the right Pokemon is like healthy enough to go into the battle. Oh, it's and then like when you have the opportunity to like use the new Mon you catch, and you could just totally like kneecap one of your teammates because their Pokemon, they're like Bulbasaur is in the red, and you're like, sorry, I want the new Diglett, even though I have a fresh, like, you know, whoever, like, beware here. I'm going to take the fresh Diglett, and you're going to keep the red, almost dead Bulbasaur, sorry.
Yeah, I
Fuck
see.
You.
I didn't
so
have
much
quite
fun.
The grand strategy going into it, and when you put it that way, rather than,
like
strong-arming it, which is what I was doing.
I've caught five legendary Pokemon. Like, it's just so much fun. I love it. I think it's the best thing to ever happen to Pokemon.
I think it would be really fun to do this with people rather than NPCs. I think that was my main problem, which isn't really a fair complaint, I would
say. They make you do it with NPCs the first time, and it's not all that exciting. But when you're doing it with real people...
So you did it with real people after that?
Oh, like dozens of times.
Wow.
I loved it.
All right, well, I didn't technically say it. You said that it's what I typed in the outline, but I'm going to retract the statement because I haven't done it with people.
Try
I'm
it,
not
man.
Going,
Let's
I'm
get
not
in there
going
together.
To say that it's dumb.
Let me know when you're on. Let's get in there together. I want to do it with you.
See, that would be fun, and we should have just done that before this. But we got one episode left. We could still do it.
Yeah, that's true, and we will. Oh, we'll invite some bug catchers. Why not?
Also, I was frustrated that I didn't catch the Pokemon because I didn't figure out.
Oh, I didn't catch a majority of them. I would say I think I probably went 9 times and I caught 3 legendaries.
I thought you just said you caught 7.
No. I also got some legendaries.
Oh, other chaff. Okay.
It's a legendary heavy area, the Crown Tundra.
Yeah, the entire thing is catching legendaries, basically.
And it's
That's
also
next.
A wild area.
It
Joshua,
is.
The entire thing, just like Armor Vile. And that means that there's a new minigame. Sophia, or what's her name? Sonia is here.
Who?
Sonia.
Is she?
Professor Sonia is here, and she pulls you aside at one point and says, "See these tracks in the snow? These tracks belong to different legendary Pokemon that are thought to be here. And if you can find all 50 footprints, we'll have the data we need to pinpoint exactly where the Pokemon is." So that's a new minigame. And I assume, judging from the blank look on your face, that you are at 0 on all of the legendary Pokemon.
I thought that was like a fever dream that is now coming back to me, that at some point I was like slamming A and yeah. I saw footprints, but I literally don't remember fucking talking to Sonia.
Yeah, she's here. Studying.
I thought those were like Calyrex's feet. So what is this? I'm supposed to be looking. How would I not have seen any footprints, though? I've been all across the tundra.
It's the new Diglett minigame. They're pretty hard to spot, I'm not going to lie. There's 3 legendary Pokemon wandering around the Crown Tundra.
Okay.
And each of them is leaving footprints all over the Crown Tundra, but kind of like in the places where you'd expect them to be. So just to give you an example, I have caught one. I got all 50 footprints and it showed up. Oh, I guess I'm Mr. Footprint.
Yeah, you are. Dr. Footprint.
Dr. Footprint. Wow, give me a PhD.
Yeah.
Where's my fucking PhD? Anyway.
I don't think
I got all 50 of
I don't think we want you to be armed with
the,
one
like,
of those.
The Grasslands legendary Pokemon. I found all 50 of them. And I went back to Sonia, who's in the cabin right next to crazy Uncle
Peony,
and said, "Hey, I found this one." And she's like, "Great. Analysis complete. Go find it in the Grasslands." And I went out there and there was Virizion, Hartford, level 70, welcome to the team, backup, bench player.
And why is that Hartford? You there's
it's
deer
like a,
there.
It's
or
like
something?
A Hartford. It's like a big heart. It's like a stag.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
A heart, like the German word for stag, a heart.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And you know, the capital of Connecticut is Hartford.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If we're throwing in German words now.
Well, it was sort of adopted in English.
Yeah.
Have you read an old English book?
Of course I have. I had to read
right.
Beowulf.
There's something called like the wild steel or the like wild fear metal Pokemon, and then there's one called like it's the other two, whatever the other two legendaries from that game were, I assume.
Yeah, Cobalion and the other one.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
so they're all out here, and if you find enough, you
can just have that one. I'm way too far behind on that.
Love that. I'm there. I'm there for that. Yes, thank you, please. More of that, Pokemon Company.
I would have liked that in the main game. It's a lot to be throwing it in. I mean, whatever, you know, we're playing this on a pretty tight timeline. I generally enjoy that kind of stuff, but I don't have a, like, you know, I can't
snuffing them out, like,
take my time doing it.
Where are those footprints?
Plus, I just completely missed that one. When I was playing this part of it, it was Saturday night, and I had been doing some day drinking, so I wasn't really paying as much attention as I probably could have been to every plot point.
It's like a hard right when you go downhill out of Freezington, which is our next destination!
The capital of Crown Tundra, I think.
John Wingland rolls in. He's been given a new outfit. It looks fly as hell.
Adventure outfit parka. Or whatever.
Yeah. I look so cool in it. I feel so confident in it.
It is strange, though. You get it from Peony, who, because his daughter has run off like on her own adventure, and he basically is just like, all right, well, like, you're my daughter now. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to give you the clothes that I have around. Here's
Let's do it, Daddy.
Here's the adventure. I met you at a train station. We're going to pair up now.
And
kinda
he's
strange.
Like, he goes hard. He's pretty wild. He's a little aggro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no wonder that the daughter is like rebelling against this guy.
Oh,
a little
yeah.
overbearing.
I don't get a good read on her. I've only run into her a couple times, but mostly she was just sort of like pushing me off like onto her dad.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it that way.
Hey, lady, like, I already have something going on back in the Armor of Isle, okay?
My heart in the German way belongs to honey.
Freezington is where we set up base with Captain Peony.
Yeah.
And he tells us about the three legendary clues, which should unlock... three legendary Pokemon for us that can only be found in the Crown Tundra.
Perhaps more, yeah.
Perhaps even more, yeah. And the first one is
the sacred
bonds of the Sovereign and Steed.
Hell yeah. And they have these really cool title cards.
Oh yeah, unlike anything I've ever seen in a Pokemon game before. So fun. I love this DLC. I love the map. I think it looks a lot better than like both the main game and Isle of Armor looked.
Yeah,
like,
I
just in terms of like graphics, like
I agree.
The, like trees look all really nice. I don't know. I like it a lot more.
I mean, I know we're skipping ahead, but I'm loving Crown Tundra so far. I really like this legendary clue that we deal with first.
And even though it's like it's the same kind of fetch questy bullshit, like it's just like it feels like it's because you know you're getting a like legendary Pokemon at the end. It really feels like it's building to something.
Well, and you get like a lot. More interesting, like there are a couple of interesting characters, obviously Miss Honey and Master Mustard, but like everybody else is sort of like there isn't a lot of personality to it, or we hate them, like Avery and Clara.
Yeah.
But here all of the characters I think are pretty interesting. The aesthetic is nice. This we haven't really seen. It's just totally different from like everything else in Galar so far.
Oh, and Calyrex,
the problem with Armor
just, like,
of Isle too
warped.
Is just like this is like
it.
Any other tile set we've already seen here, you know?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, this feels totally fresh. Like it feels like a Zelda map almost because like
yeah,
everything's
something
sort of
like
dilapidated
that.
And like there's just graveyards. You don't really see. Them
yeah, the graveyard was like really took me by surprise. But we're getting ahead.
Getting ahead. We have to figure this shit all out.
We need to. There is a statue puzzles. In Freezington Town Square, and seems like it's missing a piece, and it is dedicated to
a head.
The
it doesn't
king.
Seem like it's missing a piece. It's missing a head.
No, it's got part of the head.
It's a
it doesn't
body
have the
on a
big
horse.
Brain or whatever.
I guess
the,
you're right.
The king,
like
king of carrot flowers, the king of what is it? What is it? King of bountiful harvests
yeah.
is what they're dedicated to. They worship him.
Someone
or they used
dang.
To.
Crown Tundra off. Tundra crown off.
Yeah, it's wooden crown.
Easy GG. We already were in the cabin. We saw it sitting on the table.
Some of us sooner than others. Because I wandered around harassing all the townspeople for like half an hour trying to figure out where this rest of the head was. And then I
finally
went back
into the cabin,
in there.
I saw that thing on the table and I was like, what the fuck is that? But that's the thing. You just go and pop it on the statue.
Yeah.
Case closed.
And then that summons the King of Bountiful Harvest.
Wildest Pokemon that like we've ever encountered.
Yeah, this is like demented. Truly distinctive. I have a couple of comments about Calyrex. So Calyrex, also one of the funniest things I think about this little section is that like Calyrex comes out of the woods and then is basically just hanging out in
it's
little
It's like a tiny little goat boy with little shriveled up legs dangling beneath it. It
floats around
like a psychic Pokemon.
And it's Joshy's sweetie.
Of
I'm
course.
Gonna say it. Don't you like Are it? You like Go-Goat. Wouldn't you like this?
That, of course, was me sighing a breath of relief that it was your sweetie this week because love this little thing.
I wouldn't have known what to do if you don't like
Pokemon
this.
Pokemon Company, 2 for 2 on these DLC Pokemon so far.
Yeah, that's true.
Cutie little Kubfu. This like odd little like demon boy Calyrex. Who becomes this like.
So much personality to
and
this
shining
thing.
Armor.
Yeah, it
like, steals Captain Peony's body.
Yeah, takes him over so that it can communicate telepathically with you. And absolutely like lifts demented. Him off the ground just for like aesthetic effect, you know?
Yeah, just to scare the shit out of us.
So I'll do a couple of fun facties about Calyrex. Right. Really good. I'll get to this eventually later for Glastrier and Spectrier, but they both have very fun Bulbapedia entries with more than enough information. People really went wild on these things. Calyrex, as we established, one of the few Pokemon able to fluently understand and telepathically communicate the human language, like Mewtwo. Yeah. I don't know who else there is.
Interesting.
And apparently can see the past, present,
Meowth?
And future.
Is Meowth perhaps communicating
Meowth
telepathically all along?
Talks. In the anime, at least. It's just talking.
Have we ever encountered another Pokemon talking let me see. I'm going to Google it. You keep going.
It's referred to as the King of Bountiful Harvests because of its role in bringing lush vegetation and harvests yearly, although it has not been doing so recently because the people seem to have forgotten it.
Yeah.
Plus, the statue was, you know, vandalized. But, and also, Calyrex's right hand can cause the land to be covered in verdant grass and blooms, while its left hand allows it to make fields of fruit ripen and become heavy. Oh, and then it throws in at the end of its, like, biology section or whatever. Calyrex is powerful enough to move an entire forest and its Pokemon to a new location. There you go.
You know, after he was on
tiny
that
little
horse,
goat boy.
I got that feeling. But once he's mounted up, you're like, ooh, this guy can, like, make things happen.
He really, and he does point this out, Calyrex, to his credit, he's really nothing without that steed.
Yeah, that steed really pulls him together. Another kind of Zelda element there.
That's true. That's true.
Calyrex, I agree. Hard agree.
Did you have an update on this telepathic thing?
34.
There's
number that
34?
You'd be surprised. Meowth, ghastly.
I thought Meowth was just talking.
No. Here, listen to me. Listen to me out. These are all the ones who can just do it through basic human speech.
Oh.
Meowth, ghastly, Slowking, Larvitar.
Larvitar.
Darkrai.
Lost me there.
Arceus, Hoopa.
Oh, it's
and then name? There is and Rotom.
Huh.
We talk to Rotom literally every day.
That's true. Yeah.
Human speech. And then there's, I would say, like the other remaining like 28 are all telepathy. It's like all legendaries: Mewtwo, Lugia.
I'm forgetting all
Jirachi,
the anime stuff. They do
Lucario,
all do that. Yeah.
Shaman. So.
All right.
It's just because we're anime like virgins over here, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I tuned out. Around the second movie, I guess.
If someone,
when we did that special, the third movie was the first time I saw it.
If the bug catchers pushed me hard enough, I would probably engage with the anime.
I would. I mean, I'm definitely going to be watching this final season of Ash.
I thought it was already done.
It's done, but I don't think it's out in the U.S. yet, or maybe it just came out.
I see. Yeah.
But
I forget.
That's a lifelong commitment to go through the anime. I don't think I could do that one.
He's worried, Calyrex, he gets back on track, that the world has forgotten him. And he's right. He asks us to go around Freezington. You have to go like talk to like 4 people in a small town.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Just chat with these townsfolk.
And then you just go right back to Calyrex, who's just hanging out in town, just like around the corner. He's like in a little...
Yeah, that's what I thought was funny, is that like he's not really hidden at all.
No.
If
in fact,
any
every time he wants to talk to us, he just sort of like floats out and like looks at us menacingly and then like floats back into his little hole.
Most of them are old. Maybe they just have bad eyesight and they can't even see this thing.
You got to get carrot seeds because we discover that we go to the mayor's house, we read a book, and we discover that he needs a spectral horse. That requires carrots.
Yes.
There's a guy out here who'll just hand you carrots. Thank you. Very polite. Very easy fetch quest. Thank you.
But you do have to make a choice, which is a longer form fetch quest.
Yeah,
because
this one you gotta
dive deep
into the carrots
can grow. Like, Calyrex doesn't remember enough. It's been so long since he's been reunited with his loyal steed that he can't remember what type it was and like what type of carrot it likes. And there is a shade root. Is that it? Shade root
yep.
carrot and then an ice root carrot.
Yep.
And so you have to choose which one you will plant in order to summon the steed.
I chose, as I told you, ice root.
And that was just because of circumstance? Were you like wandering around? That's what you came across, was that bed of dirt?
Yeah, I had no horse in the race. I don't think I'm gonna run a Calyrex. Do they have a new name when they're combined?
No, I think it just becomes Calyrex.
It's a little insulting.
Yeah, it is a little insulting.
They're both just Pokemon.
But together they're... Yeah, it should really have a different name now that I think about it. But I did think about it. I went for the Shade Root specifically. I wanted Spectre. I liked the look better. I thought it would combine nicely, complement the aesthetic of Calyrex.
They've already like ripped the top off of Sir. They could have gone like Sir Calyrex or something, you know?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Dummies.
Plus, I like that graveyard. It's very reminiscent of Ocarina of Time. So we keep making these Zelda references. I feel like you've never really seen... There's been graveyards in Pokemon before, of course.
Sure, but, Pokemon
graveyards. But this one is the first one that's like very... Yeah, it's human. Like a human graveyard, I think.
Run-down human graveyard.
Planting a carrot in there. And then the King of Bountiful Harvest lives up to his name, and he uses his power to immediately bring it to... ripe? Is a carrot ripe?
Oh,
is that a fruit thing only?
I don't know. It's like a huge carrot, though. It's massive.
Yeah, well, it's ready for harvesting.
And then you have to chase a fucking horse around the map for a little while.
Yeah, and we'll do that right
after this break.
After this break, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back, Joshua.
Back.
Welcome back, Bug Catchers, to... the Crown Tundra.
That reminds me, too, the other cute thing about Calyrex is its sound. Because when it's not possessing Peony, it goes like, croon, croon. Speaking of Crown
adorable.
Tundra, it's a delight.
It's like adorable little,
let's put that sound in here.
Boy. Like a little Children of the Corn, except he's a goat.
And we like him.
And we like him.
He's not scary.
He's a little scary.
It's kind of.
But like,
yeah,
it's endearing.
Yeah, definitely.
I've got my ice root carrots in hand.
I've got my shade
roots. I've been
roots.
Told about the potential for attracting glacier. Glacier?
Glastrier. Really Glastrier. Struggling with that one.
It's just like, there's like six consonants in a row in there. How am I supposed to remember all of those?
That's tough. And the next part that's tough is that because the steed's so wild now, we need the reins of unity to bring it to heel.
It has dropped a patch of fur that we can use to sort of like, I guess sort of, what do you call it when you do the wheel, Rumpelstiltskin?
Is it just weaving?
I don't know what you call it. Spinning?
Yeah, spin it.
Spinning yarn?
Spinning spectral horsehair.
You have to use a little bit of spectral horsehair and a little bit of...
A radiant petal.
A radiant petal.
And that's what Calyrex can grow with his powers. Yeah.
Out of his bush head. One petal from one plant.
Yeah.
And one little patch of fur turns into a full, like, stirrup set.
Yeah.
For Calyrex to ride, in my case. Glastrier. I think Glastrier is a little scary looking. He's not goth like Spectrier, but there's something sort of like, he's sort of wearing like an ice mask.
Yeah, it doesn't really
imposing.
Have
imposing.
It like kind of it if you have to look hard to actually see its eyes.
And even then I think they're like kind of shielded or they're sort of glassy. It's not
yeah,
it's an off-putting.
It's a cool look though. I like it. I like both.
Yeah, I think they're both cool, and I think they both are absolutely cool with little King Calyrex on top.
And that's what we have to do next. But we have to go on a wild adventure through the wild area to the Crown Shrine. This was very... What the hell is the... Twilight Princess, just because we're running with the Zelda thing, did you play that?
Yeah.
When you have to go to that manor up in the snowy area with the, like, abominable snowman who lives there, this is very reminiscent of that, where, like, you really, you go through, like, this tunnel through mountains and up slopes, and then you end
You're climbing a hill. You're climbing a mountain. Awful Cryonicles just like throwing themselves at you all the time.
So many of those, and so many of gross bear.
Oh yeah,
snot bear.
And so many of my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the week, Jinx.
Oh yeah,
walking around in the overworld just like it's fine, like it's an okay thing to do.
We didn't ask for that. I really didn't ask for one of the Dynamax dens that I did was a Dynamax Jinx. Now that is a horror to see.
Let me show you a picture from one
like
of my Dynamax.
12-story tall, arms akimbo, just grotesque Jinx in there.
Look at this.
Oh, it's a Miltank. Oh, a Dynamax Miltank.
Huge Miltank. And Pokemon
the
Company
udders are just...
fucking insists... on putting the camera like right as low down beneath the Miltank as they can, so that it's just like four big like undulating udders right in the camera.
In that
like right in your
screenshot, you can essentially only see the udders.
It's just udders,
all udder.
Like people come at us, they're like, you make the games too, you sexualize the games too much. It's like, not us.
No, you didn't need to take that angle.
No, that's on you.
I don't need to get stomped by this Miltank. If that's something that you're into, that's fine.
Fine.
I'm not.
Fine.
I'm not.
Maybe I am. I don't know. I'll explore it.
Just do that on your own time.
Let's climb this hill, Joshua.
Yes.
There's a lot to see and do on your climb up. There's a lot of wild Pokemon to avoid because you're in a hurry because the Crown Tundra is huge.
Yeah, I was mostly just trying to get to the top, to the Crown Shrine, which is very... This also had like Skyrim vibes with Throat of the World. When you come up on this thing, you go up the stairs.
Yeah.
There's like Obama snows instead of like ice trolls.
Oh, and they'll like come at you too.
Yeah, it's intimidating.
They'll charge at you. Especially if you're snuffing around for footprints like on the climb up, you're in trouble.
Did you see any? Because I just didn't even see any.
Yeah, I got a ton.
And I what?
I caught a whole Pokemon.
I don't know what happened to me with these footprints. Because I definitely triggered it.
Does your game not have it?
I guess I'm DQ'd from that one. How about that?
Didn't
take.
I'll take those three weird legendaries. I don't think a single one
what
of them.
Were they the legendary swords?
Pokemon. It's like, Excalibur. Thanks. Cobalion, Terrakion, Virizion, and of course, little baby Keldeo.
Yeah.
Who might be out here too, I guess.
Probably at that point.
The Swords of Justice.
That's it.
Where are we?
Crown Shrine. So we've got the carrots, and then we need to put them in the like trough.
Trough, yeah.
Of where the
trick this horse into coming
horse
back up here.
Sleeps.
Lure it back into its den so we can finally take it down. Which is literally exactly what happens. It comes and eats the carrot, and little goat boy floats over and just
like
climbs
lassos
on its back.
Him. Yeah.
Yep.
And then
they're reunited.
We fight.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like, do you want a piece of this? He's like feeling cocky. He's like back on his horse.
Yeah, my full power again.
I fought him. I beat him and then caught him with a Pokeball.
Yeah, he did take somebody down because the Grim Nay, or I guess Chilling Nay on yours,
Chilling
Nay
is
very good.
He's got. It's like an instant one-hit KO.
Yeah, it's like Moxie where, that's its ability. So once it, it's got like a signature move too that's incredibly good. And then whenever it KOs one of your Pokemon, it also grows more powerful in special attack or attack.
Ice Rider Calyrex and Shadow Rider Calyrex are what they're called. Not as good as whatever we came up with.
No. I think that Smith could entertain bringing in a new type of horse
Icicle
bus.
Crash, Glacial Lance, power 120, accuracy 100.
That's it, yeah.
Ice, category physical. That is a hard-hitting move. But then he knows other cool stuff.
And then I guess Astral Barrage is what I was dealing with.
Probably. Sounds right.
Yeah, 120. Very good.
I did look up a little bit on, like, once I had caught Ice Rider Calyrex, I was like, did I make the right choice? I was mostly looking for aesthetics, but I did read something that said both, or at least your version of Calyrex being a good trick room Pokemon. And I have no idea what that means.
We'll have to get to that someday. Trick Room is the one where it like inverses. I mean, that's like, we're going to have to try out that kind of stuff now that we're getting into the games where we can be competitive players. But Trick Room
is
like,
I think at least yours is good at that, but maybe both of ours can do that. Back to, so he's atop his steed.
Yeah, and then he wants to join us if we were powerful enough, which we were.
Yeah,
I used a.
Is there any like movement on your team that we should talk about?
Well, I'll say that
this is sort of the like big battle of the week of the leg.
I'll say that.
Let's go to level check.
Okay. Level check.
Wellington.
I'll say that in
swaps.
Smith's. You know, he's the new corporate oligarch in Galar.
Yeah.
And if he wants to make some inroads in Crown Tundra, perhaps Crown of Isle as well. Crown of Isle.
That's good.
Like Armor it. Of Isle. perhaps he might have to bring in some new investments. And
ooh.
I don't have any to announce right now, but we do have the finale of the season next week.
You've got your scouts out there.
And he's doing some seed rounds.
Headhunters.
Yeah, he's investing in some maybe some angel investments, seed rounds, maybe even Series A. But he's figuring out like, all right, how do I go out with a bang here? Like, you know, I can have a little bit more fun because he's got all of the like main infrastructural investments done.
Now, Drew England, I should say, is sort of getting a little involved with the Armor of Isle dojo.
Really?
And I see some potential there. Yeah, I kind of see like a, I think there's a takeover in the future. I think Drew England is going to become like pretty close with the management.
Mm-hmm. You think you can make a play for Master Drew England instead of Master Mustard?
He's getting pretty old too.
Sprightly though.
You know, anyone could die at any moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm not threatening him. Sorry, that sounded like a threat, I now realize.
Yeah, I feel like.
Just saying, if
threatening
there's like
is
maybe
not
like
really
theme
his style.
Park potential out there, maybe a destination, vacation destination. Beautiful.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Something to talk about.
Well, I can run through Smith's investments because they have not changed.
Okay.
There's just a couple more levels for everybody. Darby the Colossal is 77. Cubit the Conkeldurr is 77. Siemens the Weezing, 78. Shillybeer the Mudsdale, 79. P.T. Barnum, Mr. Rhymes, 80. Brunel the Duraludon is 81.
Great. And
so,
we should say for next week, bug catchers, that we're putting an 85 cap on our team, whatever it may be.
Whatever it may be. What
for our final battle.
What does Drew England have?
Macho Man, Randy Savage, Urshifu, level 80.
Still liking it?
Love it.
I mean,
absolutely
you put like 10 levels on that thing since we last talked.
Great. I love it. It's the main Pokemon I use. In the Crown Tundra, all Ice-type Pokemon.
Oh, right. Smashing yeah, of course. Pokemon. Yeah, that's satisfying.
Hartford Whalers, level 78. Never use this thing. Hate it.
Yeah.
It's got like a million hit points, but that's the only thing.
I don't think it's particularly competitive.
Maybe there's a hot swap.
One more swap.
The most embarrassing thing was being in a Dynamax adventure, and I chose a Wailord from the like lineup. Thought I had a good handle on its moves, and then one of my fucking teammates used an earthquake and killed it. My Wailord was Dynamaxed, and one of my teammates killed it in one hit with an earthquake.
Earthquake killed it.
So I'm done with Wailord, I guess. If I'm able to like hot swap someone in and charge it up pretty quick, which we'll talk about some honorable mentions at the end here.
Not any good except for its blubber.
N2O Shinotic level 81. Great at what he does.
Mayor sleeping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolute dream at that. Dream Eater. What a move. Hurts
them,
heals me.
My catching of, I mean, this will get more pronounced in our next leg when we have to do the rest of the legendary clues, but I'm a little hamstrung by like, my best capturing move is I can either poison, which is dicey because they can die, or I've got Thunder Wave. I've got no Mayor Sleep for these captures.
I've got a Confuse Ray in there somewhere too. I don't know if that even helps with that.
No, and it's also dicey in the same way as poisoning.
Charteroak, Sudowoodo, level 80. What a little darling. What can I say? Rock is just so useful when it's useful.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's why that's why Colossal's going nowhere. I love that rock fire combo is super helpful.
And then Yukon Huskies is Zendaya, level 78. I never use it. And then Big Insurance, Godent, level 80. Still going strong. I love for him.
Got rid of that, then I wouldn't have anything left to say to Drew England.
I think two of the three legendary Pokemon I caught in Dynamax Adventures was on the back of Godent. Getting in three stockpiles while my teammates did all the work and then landing a big blow.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Love it. S tier Pokemon. S plus Godent. Honorable mentions. Some of the Pokemon that I encountered this week, caught, found a reason to make into Connecticut things. The Connecticut Sun, our professional sports team, WNBA.
Take your word for it.
Zapdos, level 70.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So do we want... So I did trigger this accidentally. We know that the next legendary clue is going to be finding the Galar regional variants of the original legendary birds.
Yeah.
And there's a big pink tree that's on the southern tip of the Crown Tundra.
Yeah, it looks cool. Great set piece.
And I was down there on one of my, like, meandering journeys, and I went up to it, and then you see this pretty exciting battle of, like, I think the Moltres goes up and is trying to, like, get this, like, nice-looking fruit from the tree, and then the other two come out, Articuno and Zapdos, and they're all, like, fighting over the fruit, and then they disperse, and then you find out that clue number two is you gotta hunt these birds down.
This is an original Kanto Articuno Zapdos.
I do have Articuno. I ran
into it. Mine is an original Zapdos, Kanto Zapdos.
Oh, oops. Well, there's a little teaser.
Dynamax Adventure. But I did see those legendary birds. And I'll say this about them. I think they look great. I think they didn't. I think the original legendary birds all look like shit. Okay? Sorry.
All? I think it's only Moltres.
Sorry. Moltres is the worst.
The rubber chicken.
I think the truth is, in hindsight, they all look like shit. Whatever. The new ones look great.
I do think these are all an
improvement. My only concern is I can never tell which is which.
You can't tell which is which?
No.
Okay. I didn't have that.
I just never figured out.
I didn't have that problem. I do think they all were an improvement. Moltres is still the weakest one, but it is better than the Cantonian one.
Hartford, Virizion, level 70. Talked about her already.
Yeah.
Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Calyrex, he's the king.
King Arthur's Old England.
Mark
in
Twain,
Wales, technically.
It's Mark Twain book, Connecticut Yankee. It's a Connecticut gentleman gets warped back in time to King Arthur days and has to, like, figure out how to, like, be a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur days. Calyrex is like King Arthur. Level
that
80.
One's pretty weak. Are you going to be running
Very
that?
Famous
Mark or you
Twain
just
book.
Wanted to play around with it a little?
It's on the bench.
Okay.
Also, Yukon Huskies, Suicune, level 70.
Also. Because you already
have Zendaya.
So you're like figuring out which one you like better. You're not going to flip and just have... You have to give me a heads up if you're just going to end up running a fucking like two-thirds of your team is going to be legendaries, then I'm like really going to have to like recalibrate because that's just not even going to be interesting.
Just get good, Josh.
For the final battle.
Say?
Oh, yeah. Just chock full of legendaries. Get good. Come on.
What else happens here? Nothing. That's the teams that we went and mopped up Calyrex with.
Yeah, and then you go back to Freezington and Peony freaks out. He's loving that you're, you know, making progress on this legendary clue, and then he tells you, all right, there's two more.
Yeah.
And that's next week.
And Josh already told you what the next one is, so look forward to that. Maybe I'll have an all legendary birds team by next week.
Well, I don't think you're gonna have quite enough for that.
Wouldn't really fit the character, I don't think, either. That's it, though, for
us. That's it.
We have one more episode. Let's do a Dynamax adventure together at some point.
Okay.
And we'll report on that next week. And we'll come back and do the last two legendary quests. We'll finish out Crown Tundra and the season. And then what's next, Joshua?
Oh, man.
Have we even discussed it?
We haven't even discussed it. Is this new Pokemon Snap, which we did do a special about, but wasn't that just streaming? We didn't record
it. Just
any.
In one streaming episode, yeah.
What is the... Are we doing an interstitial?
Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl is the next main series, and then Scarlet and Violet, but we've got Arceus, we've got Snap if we wanted to.
Wow. Wait, so is it Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl that came out before Arceus?
This is not including the side games. This is just the mainline games, which they don't count Arceus as.
I see. It looks like Pokemon BDSP comes out first. Well, these are all Gen 8. So we have to figure out what this order is, and then we have to figure out if we're going to...
Here we go. I found it. Crown Tundra, Brilliant Diamond, and Shining Pearl was next, then Legends Arceus, then Scarlet and Violet, and then the Teal Mask and Indigo Disc DLCs. And then whatever they're going to announce, like, next week.
Yeah.
We'll probably dust off new Pokemon Snap. Give that a whirl, and then we'll be on to BDSM.
Yeah, BDSM's next.
Right? The much maligned.
BD.
Like, I think we already have a reputation as, like, haters. So... sure to be fun.
Yeah, and we'll have to figure out if we're going to do something freaky with that in terms of gameplay. I know that I saw some chatter on the subreddit about just doing a set play style where you can't swap Pokemon in a battle. They just play until they die or don't die.
Sounds horrifying.
And that's just a normal setting.
What? You can just do faint. That in the settings? Who
yeah,
plays like
you
that?
Can. It's been around since I think even Gen 1, maybe
that's
2.
That's absolutely wild.
But it makes it a lot harder because you can't just bring in, you know, the super effective Mon.
Anyway, I think I liked Diamond and Pearl all that much. Did I?
Well, we did Platinum, which I think I liked more than you.
Oh yeah, it was okay. It was the one that had that weird like upside down.
Yeah,
part,
distortion
right?
World. Yeah,
that was a pretty weird.
But
game.
These are just straight. I think the reason they're maligned is that these are just straight ports in the Mii style, which people also have problems with. We gotta do it. We gotta just do it.
We'll do it, and we'll find something very fun and interesting to do. Maybe we'll make it up. Maybe we'll just take it from someone else, borrow it from someone else and give them credit.
Yeah.
Probably have them on to explain themselves.
Yeah.
If history is any indication. So strap in for BDSM. Get your carts. Fire up the eShop, etc.
And you've been...
And Snap, sorry.
And Snap.
I've been Tanner Greenring. Please do rate and review. Sorry, I've been Spectanrier.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Tanner Greenring, and this has been Experience Share Pokemon Podcast. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and do rate and review us when you see us in person. And
I've been
follow the show.
Calafiel Rex, AKA Josh Fjellstad, by the way.
I was getting to it. Please do follow the show and rate and review it everywhere you can. It really helps.
You say it when you say goodbye. From like, if you hang out in person, you say, please rate and review me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Like, I'm not.
You can't stop
criticism. Yeah.
No.
I don't take it well.
And you can follow us at expsharepod everywhere. You can buy some merch at expsharepod.com. And you can also check out the subreddit. That's right.
Do some stuff there. It's fun. We're usually in there mixing it up.
I'll mix it up from time to time.
Mostly I'll just come out if someone like talks shit about me. I'll come out and be like, hey, fuck you.
I think you got a complimentary thread running right now about your New England choices, actually. You should check that out.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm a born Yankee.
Yeah.
Connecticut Yankee.
Mm-hmm. The gateway to New England is what I know.
All right, Joshua. Chip, chip. Pip, pip.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Alola.
Alola. And
bye.
Smell you later.